Hi everyone, I'm Jenna Millie with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with Bao Nguyen, who directed Live from New York, the documentary about Saturday Night Live. Hi Bao, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Great. I watched the documentary, I just loved it. I wanted to watch it again. I want to stay with all those people and all those fun times. It's really like so nostalgic, the idea of Saturday Night Live. How did you get this job, or was this your idea?
This was actually the idea of our two lead producers, J.L. Pomeroy and Tom Broker. Tom is actually the costume designer on SNL, so he's been around for about 21 years. So he has this close relationship with Lauren, and J.L. and Tom have worked together in the past, and you know, the 40th anniversary is coming up, it just happened, right? So they were thinking about how to approach SNL in a different way, so, you know, use SNL as a way to reflect American culture and society was their approach. And, you know, Lauren really liked the idea because it was something that never been really done before. And so he was totally into it. And JL and I had worked in the past. I directed a short film with her. That's how it all started.
Wow, what an undertaking. I mean, just it's incredible, all the interviews you got. What was your favorite interview? There's just so many of them. I would have trouble picking, but I was just curious, what was the most surprising interview you did, or something that came out that just really moved you?
I mean, I was in awe of being able to talk to all these people because they're all legends and in all their different fields. And so, you know, when I talked to, When we interviewed Alec Baldwin, he was one of the first interviews, and that was, you know, that was a really insightful interview. He's such a sharp guy, and, you know, even though he's not a cast member, he's ridiculously funny, and we couldn't stop laughing while he was doing some of his, answering some of the questions. And if you listen closely, you might hear some of our laughter, but he was just really insightful. Someone who's, you know, hosted the show for so many years, and he had a different perspective than some of the cast members we had. So he had a good outsider looking in perspective, even though at this point he's very much an insider.
Yeah, very cool. I started to wonder if he had been on the show because he seems so connected to it. But yeah, he seems like he would have been really fun to interview. What do you think it is that makes Saturday Night Live so unique to American culture? I feel like the film captures that, but did you have a takeaway feeling, you know, after the whole process was over? You know, what is it about this show that makes everybody feel so connected?
I mean, I think anything that's lasted for 40 years, everyone's going to have a certain connection to, right? And I think because SNL has to reflect what's going on each week, since it's happening each week and it's happening live each week, then there's a certain, you know, it's always presenting the zeitgeist of America at a time. And so I think because of that, it's been able to stick around for so long. And I think that's why people can kind of look at a certain generation, certain cast, a certain era, and they could relate back to it. For me, you know, I grew up in a Vietnamese immigrant household, and my parents wouldn't let me watch much television, so I was sneaking away while they were sleeping on Saturday nights to watch SNL. And by watching SNL, I kind of really got a grasp of what America was more than any other show at the time.
I mean, that's just such a great story. You know, and that probably is how a lot of people like figure out what life is like outside of their household, really, because it's sort of telling you what other people are talking about. What was the biggest challenge of doing this documentary? Was it logistics? Was it finding the right people? Was it editing? Like, what was something that you really had that made it tough or was a challenge?
I mean, again, when you're dealing with something that's lasted for 40 years, kind of narrowing down which story we wanted to tell and who we wanted to tell that story was kind of the most difficult part. In terms of the list of people that we could talk to, it's endless, right? With all the hosts, with all the cast members and musical guests that have gone through that show. And so we really worked as a team to kind of figure out who we wanted to talk to that really told the thesis that we wanted to tell about SNL, which again is, you know, what is SNL's impact and how has it reflected America, and it has in so many ways. And I think with that approach, it made it easier. But again, it was super difficult trying to figure out who we wanted to talk to. And then once we got in the edit room, looking through 40 years of episodes and sketches and everything, that was a major kind of challenge as well, as you can imagine. So, and we did it very quick. We did it within 11 months is kind of generally how long the film took to make. And so I would say dealing with just such a treasure trove and vast amount of material was the most difficult part.
Can you talk about the process? Like, so, you know, if someone out there that wants to do what you've done and take on a project like this, how, you said you talked with people and you came up with lists, but how long does that take before you go and start interviewing people? Is it a couple of weeks or is it several months, or, you know, how can you just talk about the process of going through everything and how you did it?
Sure. I mean, it was an ongoing process, but like the first production meeting we had with the team, we kind of just, everyone made a list of who we thought, you know, we had to talk to, and we can kind of combine that list, and then after putting that whole group of people onto a board, we went through each one, kind of, you know, not argued, but commented on who, you know, who we thought was important. And there were a lot of battles within the team to figure out who we wanted to talk to, because everyone comes from a different generation too, in a way. That was a great thing about our team, is that we had someone who's been watching since, you know, 75, and then some people who really caught on in the 90s, and people who are just watching a lot of episodes now. And so dealing with that was kind of great, to have that vast knowledge and experience of SNL, because I don't think any one person could have done this job. And so I think when you're doing a project that's this big and dealing with the subject that's, you know, again, it's been around for 40 years, you have to have a pretty diverse team there and different experiences. So that's how we started. And then as the months went by, we would whittle down the list, and, you know, we would shoot interviews while we were still at 8H shooting behind the scenes type of footage. And it was just kind of ongoing the whole time. We knew that logistically it'd be tough to kind of say, okay, we're only going to shoot interviews in, you know, this month or something like that. Because one thing, we shot, you know, nearly all the interviews at Studio 8H, because we wanted people to kind of reflect back on their time there. And at the same time, SNL is still happening. They're still shooting a show there. So we had to figure out with their schedule when we could actually shoot on set. And, you know, dealing with this type of talent, it's hard to kind of take a certain time where they're available. So we kind of had to give them a lot of options. So yeah, I mean, this is a project where when you're dealing with so much talent, you really need to have some kind of system and also be flexible with availability and things like that.
Wow. How great. You just have to be, it sounds like, very organized. So once you go, you know, you get to edit and you're ready to compile it, how does that work? Did you go through everything yourself, or do you wait to see a cut? And I'm just curious about how you go over notes, what that's like in your process.
Yeah, I mean, we start with kind of an outline of all the events that we want to cover through 40 years. We look at how SNL kind of dealt with certain major events in American history. And, I mean, it made it easy sometimes when SNL really didn't do anything about certain topics, and we're like, okay, we'll scratch that topic. But, you know, it was a really difficult process, because we didn't know if we wanted to tell the film just in a chronological order, which would have been, I guess, it would have been the easiest way. But our first cut was very linear, and it was just kind of, it was a bit predictable, because you knew after certain events something else was going to come up, and then, you know, if you tell a story chronologically and people know the chronology of the story of the subject already, then it doesn't leave anything to surprise the audience. So we decided to kind of segment it where we talked about certain topics, and within those topics we would be chronological in terms of the cast and you know, the eras of the show, and we found that that worked out a lot better for us. But you know, again, a tough job, and we had two editors work on the film just because there's so much stuff we had to go over, so much footage, so many interviews, so much material, and you know, our process changed along the way. After we saw what wasn't working when we had that first linear cut, and then we decided to make it more into, you know, topics and scenes like that. And I think in the end it worked out better because people, you know, it's a little more unexpected when you're watching the film.
I really love the topics, and you know, when I started watching the film, I thought, oh, how are they going to cover September 11th? Because for me, that was just the moment when I was really wanting to see what SNL was going to do about, you know, what had happened. Were you surprised that people are so emotional so many years later, or did you sort of expect that going in? Was that something that was sensitive for people to talk about, or did you feel like people were ready to tell you to go back to that day and that moment?
Yeah, I think everyone we talked to, when we asked them the question of, like, when did SNL really kind of serve as a healing tool for America? When has SNL really dealt with tragedy in a way that only SNL can? And we knew that 9/11 would be the episode that everyone would talk about. And it was emotional, and you know, I think it's part of the show, kind of seeing how it deals with certain things like that. And for me, I remember watching that episode, and I was living in New York at the time, and just making that scene, I knew it was going to be a touching moment, and it kind of comes out of nowhere in the film. And you know, the last question you asked me about how what the process was. If we followed a chronological order in terms of the structure, it would have been, okay, we talked about, like, the 2000 election, Bush being elected president, and then after that, people would kind of predict that September 11th was coming up next. But we wanted it to kind of be a poignant moment that's unexpected, and so it comes after a great line from Ralph Nader, who said, you know, satire is harder than poetry, and I think that line kind of leads in to 9/11 quite well.
Yeah, I loved how it came up because you're not expecting it, and I like how you guys transitioned into it with the pictures, because at first you're not sure what you're seeing. You think you're watching some other piece of news, you know, when the first image comes up. But yeah, I thought it was really well done. What has the feedback been like since you've been getting, you know, doing screenings of the film? I saw you were at some festivals. How has the response been now that people are seeing it?
I think people have been really enjoying it. It's kind of the first time that people get to watch SNL in a movie theater. And I think that's just a totally different experience from how people watch it today, where it's, you know, it's mostly watching it on your laptop, a sketch at a time. And for people who watched it on television at 11:30 every Saturday, I think it kind of goes back to that nostalgic feeling of watching it with a group of friends, of, you know, having a little party. And it's nice to watch a sketch that, you know, that you haven't seen in forever, and just laugh with a room full of strangers and understand that you have a connection to SNL. So, you know, I've enjoyed watching it with an audience because I see how much people really enjoy and are really connected to the show. And that's what we really wanted to do, and show that, you know, everyone has this connection to SNL, and and SNL is bigger than just a sketch comedy show, but really this American institution that that again everyone has a certain affinity towards.
Thank you so much for chatting with me. That was amazing, and I love the film so much. As I'm sure many people will when it comes out. I really appreciate it, and I hope I can talk to you for your next project as well.
Sure, yeah. Let's keep in touch for sure.